Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Talk Live, kicking off the third hour.
Hour number three.
It's Mark with you.
The Reverend Captain Kickass is also here.
And you can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. I'm looking at the phone right now. It's wide open, folks. So if you tried earlier and it was busy, admittedly, we haven't got all the phone lines up. Or at one point, we had like four or five phone lines here in the studio.
I think we could do as many as six or seven at one point, but currently we're limited to two, I believe.
Right. Blame the FBI for that.
Yes.
And if you want to fix that, go to thecrypto6.com. That's thecrypto6.com. And, yeah, donate to the campaign to free our co-hosts who have been locked up in the pokey.
Indeed.
So 603-283-6160, 603-283-6160. Something interesting happened this week, besides having to deal with the raid on Free Talk Live studios.
What was it, Mark?
It was in New York City. There was, they decided that they were going to do away with qualified immunity. And this is a decades-old doctrine that basically says police aren't responsible for their actions individually. It's kind of like giving them the corporate protection of the department. So you can sue the Department of Tyranny Land, but you cannot sue the cop unless he breaks the law. So, the idea is that, in fact, if a police officer breaks the law in some manner or another, then you can sue him and the police department. But it doesn't work out that way. This article from Reason Magazine that we just went and read in the final segment of last hour, it mentions many things that that the police officers have managed to get off with qualified immunity. Now, I'm not saying that
it's a huge list. Yeah,
in these situations that the victim didn't get paid, but let's talk about, for instance, his name was Philando Castile, and this happened in Minnesota before George Floyd and all this other stuff.
Okay.
He was a black man. He worked as the head of the cafeteria at a public school. He was in the car with his girlfriend. You know, she referred to herself as wife, but they weren't married legally. So
okay.
I believe that if somebody says they're husband and wife, they're husband and wife, because all of this exists in language, and the government is just a bunch of organized criminals that, say things.
Yeah.
So if the government says you're married, that doesn't make it any more or less married, in my opinion.
Nothing says I love you like adding a third party to your relationship known as the state, who requires you to pay them a fee for a piece of paper that recognizes your marriage.
So Philando Castile, did I mention he's a black guy?
Yes.
Okay. His daughter is in the car. So, they had a daughter together. They're, driving around their family. Police officer comes up, and if it matters to you, the police officer's Asian. And he says, whatever. I can't remember what it was over. It was some kind of traffic situation. Philando Castile says, I have a concealed carry permit. Now, the officer, excuse me, this is really important. The officer said, let me see your license. Philando says, I'm a concealed carry permit holder. And he's going for his license. Because remember, the officer said, let me see your license.
Right.
And he said, don't go for it, don't go for it, bam. Like, it literally was that long. Let me see your license. I'm a concealed carry permit holder. Don't go for it, don't go for it, bam. It was like 2.5 seconds from when he asked for his license and then he's dead. Well, dying. And in that situation, the police officer was sued severally, and his qualified immunity protected him from that situation. Now, I can't tell you what happened with that officer. Has he been let go from the force? I have no idea. I'm not looking at it.
Yeah.
I can tell you this. The family of Philando Castile, and there's some injustice in here if you want to know it. The family of Philando Castile got, I think it was $1.3 million from the city of Minneapolis,
right?
Now, I hate to think that my life is worth $1.3 million, but there's people I've met that is probably worth less. So anyway, they shoot the guy and you know, they give money to his family. This is his mother and, you know, that family.
Yep.
But because he didn't have the government piece of paper, as I understand it, the girlfriend slash wife, depending on how you want to call it, got nothing.
Yep.
So now she's the one whose blood was her, you know, her husband's blood was sprayed across her, and her child was the one that was in the car and heard the bang and watched daddy die and all that stuff.
Right.
By the way, should be an interesting life that girl grows up to live.
No kidding.
And that's what qualified immunity did in that circumstance. Now, I'm not here to say, I think that there's all kinds of problems. We pushed the Philando Castile thing over and over again, and I really wanted the NRA to pick that up.
Yep.
But they decided to back the cop because that's the kind of organization that they are. Now, to me, that seemed like a clear civil rights violation. The cop gave an order. He was following the order. The cop shot him. He was a concealed carry permit holder. By the way, I think this is really worth pointing out. Concealed carry permit holders are 10 times less likely to commit a felony than a cop.
Oh, yeah.
Who is 100 times less likely to commit a felony than your average individual. So if the math that I've seen on the internet is fair, then a concealed carry permit holder is 1,000 times less likely to commit a felony than your average schmo on the streets.
Yep.
So if somebody says, I'm a concealed carry permit holder, that ought to sound something like, I'm an Eagle Scout. Because the chances of them being whatever it is that that one might think they are is low. Now, I know there's many people out there that hate guns that think about concealed carry permit holders as super bad people or whatever. But the best evidence I have is they're super good.
I mean, I'll take that and a different spin. My opinion on that kind of a thing is, well, it's just like any other licensing. The government has taken away a right to do something and now sold you a license in order to be able to do it.
Oh, I'm not claiming that that's not true. I'm just saying the evidence that I've seen on concealed carry permit.
Yeah, the people who go and get a concealed weapons permit have to pass some sort of a background check, the same one that you have to pass in order to buy certain kinds of firearms in, you know, the states that require this type of a thing. And generally speaking, it requires no criminal activity that is in the eyes of course, the government and the law enforcement agencies, but no felonies at a minimum for a concealed weapons permit in the states that I'm aware of. And that even includes, like, some of the, we'll call them the western states, right, where the old west, you know, South Dakota comes to mind as one of them. I actually did carry a concealed weapons permit in the state of South Dakota. I was able to travel with it, and it was actually recognized across multiple states. I traveled down to New Mexico with it, and New Mexico does some weird things, and they pull people over just for the heck of it and search your car and all that stuff, but I had the document, and so, you know, carrying a gun was fine.
Yeah, different states have different levels of reciprocity.
Yeah.
And it's all very interesting. I don't know a great deal about it.
Yeah.
I am, they're allowed to discriminate against me because I'm a convicted felon. So I was safe enough to let out of prison, but I'm not safe enough to own a gun. And I'd like to make that point real quick because I think it's fair to do. I'm not that interested in owning guns personally. Yeah. But that's because there's so many people in the world that have them, so many people in America that have them that could keep me safe. So I just don't need it. And thank you to those people that do. But when felons commit crimes, and they do, and they use guns, do you think they followed the law?
No.
So what's the point of the law?
There isn't one.
If the law prevented felons from committing crimes, then there would be a lot more felons, since it's legal for a felon to own a black powder pistol, there'd be a lot more crimes of felons robbing, say, liquor stores or whatever with black powder pistols, and that's not happening, because the felons don't care about that law. So it's the same old saying, if you outlaw guns, then only outlaws have guns. If you outlaw felons having guns, only outlaw felons have guns. It's just that dumb.
It is. It really is. And you can apply that same thing to the recent Colorado shooter. All the leftists who want all these laws for gun control, they already exist in Colorado, and he went and shot up a place anyway, so the law doesn't prevent any of that from happening.
No, it doesn't.
The number, 603-283-6100.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. We do call call it Free Talk Live because you're free to call in and talk live here on the airwaves. 200 radio stations anytime between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Time.
I have the total at 187. I say that because it was 185 before the terrorists attacked the studio, and then I got word from our rep that there were two more added.
I know for a fact it's higher than that.
Oh, nice. But yeah, I figured the count was low, but whatever.
Yeah, so, you know, there was a switchover between our old syndicate, Genesis Communications Network, whom we love, and our new syndicate, Talk Media Network, and whom we think is going to do good for adding stations, and is doing well, I've got to say. I'm very impressed with Josh and the gang over there. And my buddy Willis works over there too. Radio's a smaller and smaller world as it gets down. There was a couple of stations sort of lost in the mix and that sort of thing. And we're trying to retain as many as we can. We were at over 200 at one point, and I suspect relatively soon we will be at over 200 again. And that's the goal. So, well, the goal is 300 after that, right? And
yeah,
you know, I'm certainly not here to celebrate the death of the godfather of radio or anything like that, but I have stated on the air many times that Free Talk Live's single greatest advantage on the radio is that we're quite simply younger than all of our competition. There's a few people out there that are, you know, wow, sort of our age, but
I've been feeling old recently, but you've made me feel young today. Thanks, Mark.
Right. At 50, you're 49.
I'm 48.
Yeah, you're 48. You'll be 49 this year.
I will, but don't rub it in.
I just turned 50.
And I thought you were 52. I'm kidding. No. I didn't think you were 52.
Right. So I'm 50, and I'm a youngster in this business.
Yeah, okay.
So anyway, let's go to the phones. Got David calling in from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, you could just commit suicide like the news director, program director at University of New Mexico radio station. You could do that.
Oh,
well, I prefer not to.
I have to tell you that I ran over what I can only call a suicidal bunny yesterday on my way home from studio. Yeah, it jumped out into the road, like far enough ahead that I saw it jump into the road, and then it jumped out of the road, and then as I got closer to where it jumped out of the road, it jumped back into the road again, and I tried to just move a little bit to sort of straddle the little bastard.
Yeah.
And, you know, hopefully not run him over with my tires and maybe he'd survive. But then I heard the inevitable bunny thud.
Yeah.
And I was sad. I became sad.
The thing about What's important? I mean, you know, if you've got a chance to check a rear view mirror and you're crossing the road, you know that nothing's in the oncoming and that kind of thing, absolutely take the time to do that. But if it's a situation where you just don't have time to check, the best thing you can do is just go ahead and take the bunny out. And I'm sorry, I love the bunny, but if you slam on the brakes and somebody's following a little too close and they smash, and it's some kid that gets killed, it's not worth the bunny. I'm sorry. You know, that's just the way it has to be.
Yeah, I agree. And, in fact, I've hit, you know, animals before. I grew up in Wisconsin, so I've, of course, hit a deer in my life and that kind of thing. Squirrel, skunk, you know.
Shiny object. Shiny object.
Yeah, indeed.
Shiny object. What were we talking about? I think we were talking about radio, as in radio must die. And somehow we got to bunny suicides.
Wait, why must radio die, David?
Well, like, for instance, this. You guys have how many radio stations you're just talking about? Well, you have a competitor, Cumulus Media. You guys are probably well aware of Cumulus Media, right? So on CumulusMedia.com, Cumulus Media engages listeners with high-quality radio – well, that's debatable – high-quality radio programming through 415 owned and operated stations across 86 markets, delivered nationally syndicated sports, news, talk, entertainment, blah, 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 blah. Happy bunch of happy horse blank. Anyway, so Cumulus Media, here's what Cumulus Media does with that power they have attained.
Okay.
If you call into any Cumulus Media station talk radio program like KKKOB in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and you want to talk about, let's see, for instance, you are skeptical that the election, the presidential election, or the other one, the other elections, the recent election, was completely legit. If you bring that up at all, they are instructed to get rid of you as a caller. That's a no-no subject. You cannot talk about that, cannot question it. And the same thing goes for if you are skeptical of wearing a mask. You must be dumped. Get rid of that caller. We can't have any mask skeptics on Cumulus Media like KKK OB Radio, like the Darren White Show or the TJ Trout Show, et cetera, et cetera. And if you are skeptical of the vaccine, if you in any way denigrate the vaccine, that might encourage people to think before they get injected with some experimental concoction, then you are also censored, blocked, dumped from Cumulus Media, e.g. KKK, OB Radio, like the Darren White Show in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
So I'm with you. I think that this is, you know, well, not everybody's got the sensibilities of Free Talk Live, right? They're not all, you know, the same concept. So they can do whatever they want, especially a commercial radio program, can do whatever it wants when it comes to programming.
Right,
so
making a show, right?
Right. There's shtick that if you call in with some particular topics here on Free Talk Live, you probably won't stay on that long because to us it's just not that interesting, whatever the that might be.
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously here you can talk about your skepticism towards masks if that's what you want to do, or your skepticisms toward the experimental gene therapy that they're calling a COVID vaccine. And now I'm not saying that's bad. All medical procedures were experimental at one point. Mm-hmm. This is experimental gene therapy. I just kind of wish they'd call things what they were. I'm tired of living in a world where they keep me in the dark and feed me bullcrap and then expect me not to grow mushrooms. I mean, that's what goes on. And the vaccine, like vaccines we've had a long time, it's a great way to prevent polio, right? But this isn't that. It's not the polio vaccine or anything like it.
Yeah.
They're just using that same term and riding on the back. And to me, that sounds like lying. And I don't like that.
Oh, it definitely is lying.
Now, I'll probably take it because I've seen a lot of people taking it and they, by and large, seem fine. And, you know, that's that. I mean, I have the advantage of being 50, so I'm not in that first round of people that that get the experience.
Until the aliens flip the switch and you all obey their every command immediately.
That hasn't happened yet.
Right. I mean, maybe it kind
of
has.
Speaking of which, skeptical the people call in about, I mean, we haven't had a good moon landing call in a long time, I got to say.
You're really trying to draw them out of the woodwork.
So a friend was talking to me about the moon landing being staged just today, so I thought it was amusing.
I wonder if the people on the radio station or stations in which David was alluding to wear masks while they broadcast.
Clearly they can't. It just doesn't.
Why not, Mark? Wouldn't it sound good if they have a mask on or a microphone?
To me, these masks are in part a good thing. Like if a mask is. If it's protecting me from spitting on you while I talk, that's fine. That's great, right? If we could sort of show how it prevents the spread of the virus, that's great. But all they do is say it helps to prevent the spread of the virus and you're a bad person for not wearing it. And that's the only conversation that surrounds masks.
Yep.
There's no conversation otherwise. And I'm just not that kind of person. I'm kind of a critical thinker and I want to know the facts.
Huh. Weird.
And a piece of paper hung over your mouth isn't doing much, in my opinion. Free Talk Live.
Next Thursday, you will be caught in an extreme flash flood.
Disasters don't plan ahead, but you can. Talk to your loved ones about making an emergency plan. Get started today at ready.gov/plan. Brought to you by...
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Lawyers for former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin have filed an appeal requesting a new trial following his murder convictions last month. In the filing, attorney Eric Nelson alleges that the publicity surrounding the trial kept Chauvin from receiving a fair trial. It also alleges that the court's refusal to change the trial's venue or fully sequester the jury were abuses of discretion. Chauvin was found guilty last month of murder in the May 2020 death of George Floyd. And a man who tried to drive through the gates of the CIA's headquarters has died of injuries sustained after he was shot by guards. The CIA says Roy Gordon Cole was known to them because he had previously tried to enter the Langley, Virginia compound. Officials say there were questions about his mental health then. Cole was stopped at the front gates Monday afternoon, refusing to move and prompting a standoff between himself and the guards. The FBI says he eventually exited his car, holding what their agents believed to be a bomb, prompting them to open fire. Cole was pronounced dead at a local hospital. This is USA Radio News. President Biden set a new goal Tuesday for COVID vaccinations in the U.S., saying he would push for 70% of the adult population to have received at least one dose by July 4th. The CDC says that about 56% of American adults have so far gotten at least one shot. Admiral Brekoire believes that 70% is an achievable goal. The former HHS assistant secretary tells Fox News that current trends show that the country is already seeing the light at the end of the pandemic tunnel.
70% is not a magic number, but what we're seeing right now in 39 out of 50 states is the R, not to get geeky, but the R is less than one, meaning that cases are continuing to decline, even in places like Texas that are fully open with 100% occupancy, with everybody going around their daily business. So we are really, that light is almost at, you know, we're at the end of the tunnel right now. We're seeing it, and again, very achievable by July 4th to get that that percentage of 70% done.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah, and you can call in and talk about whatever you want.
You can, can't you?
Yes, you can. And you'll talk to us, won't you?
You will, won't you?
Yes, you will. And our names are...
Mark.
And the Captain.
Nice. They are, aren't they?
They are. The number, 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. You know, and the funny thing is that's been the number for a very long time. We just didn't give it out, generally. Because we had an 800 number and we threw in another syndicate and all that other stuff. So now you're actually coming into the studio and I'm actually answering the call.
Right. And also, for those folks who might not know how toll-free numbers work, toll-free numbers do not require a telephone. They require a destination. So in other words, you a toll-free number needs to point somewhere else. Mm-hmm. You need to tell it a local phone number to go to. That's an 800 number, an 888 number, 877-866-855. Those are all toll-free numbers.
Yep.
They require a destination, a local number to be pointed at before a call will route.
And so, for instance, most people are calling in on 603-283-6160. And they're not paying any tolls because they're calling in on a cell number. They got a national plan or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I haven't paid a long distance fee inside the United States in
20
years.
Yeah.
You know, and what we decided was, everybody knows 603 is, or more people know 603 is a New Hampshire extension. This is a New Hampshire show. And so let's just go ahead and use our New Hampshire number, 603-283-6160. It's a good number. So,
and I can still hear a pin drop.
Right, and instead of getting an 800 number where we pay for every second that you're on hold, every second you're on the air, every second of those things, and you're calling in, and it would have been free if you'd have called a regular number, well, let's just go ahead and take the free stuff. So we cut overhead, and we went that way, and that's fine. We had talked about masks in the last segment and sort of what do masks do, and I decided to Google it. What do masks do to prevent COVID? And here's the CDC. So this is a common question. It says masks substantially reduce exhaled respiratory droplets and aerosols from infected wearers and reduce exposure of uninfected wearers to these particles. So it's claiming that you have your exposure reduced, right? Uninfected wearers to these particles. So exposure of uninfected wearers. Do you believe that? I mean, like, how I'm breathing around my mask, not through it. I've had those N95s on, and it's restrictive.
Yeah.
I'm not much interested in that thing. And you can't wear it for long because it kind of becomes clogged. I mean, you know, if you're getting on a plane, you're going to be like, I'm going to be on for 3 hours. I'm going to put my N95 on just as I get on the plane. I think you'll be fine or whatever because, but after some period of time, like, you're breathing around that too because it just kind of becomes clogged.
Yeah, to me, the biggest conspiracy here is the fact that most people have been convinced that otherwise healthy human beings walking around breathing fresh air are somehow a threat to them.
Yeah, I'm amazed when I see people outside with masks on. This is just something I will not do. I'm not wearing a mask outside.
Saw it today repeatedly. Yeah. It was a nice sunny day, about 70 degrees here. I had some errands to do around town, went and had some dinner with some people, you know, before the show tonight and that kind of a thing. And, yep, walking down the street, walking your dog, mask on your face, walking down the street outside, nobody around.
Amazing to me.
You know,
it's amazing to me. I saw three people taking a walk with each other, one on the one side of the road, one in the middle of the road, and one on the other side of the road.
Yeah.
So they were 8 feet apart wearing masks.
Well, and the thing that I don't like is I'm seeing preteens and maybe early teens who, of course, get together with their friends and roam around town on like bicycles or in groups of three or four, and they have masks, but when the parents aren't watching, they're down.
Yeah.
And they're talking to each other and hanging out with each other.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you know, when they get around the corner to where their parents are, the masks are up.
Right.
Right. So they already know. The teenagers already know that there's something wrong with the whole facade.
A friend of mine is having his housework done. He said, I'm convinced that the workmen only carry masks so that they can put it on for when they go home. You know, to convince the wife that they've been wearing it all day.
Oh,
because they're not wearing it during the day.
Right,
So you had mentioned something about zero COVID cult.
The zero COVID movement.
Okay.
This is from
a cult.
Yeah, this is from the American Institute of Economic Research. This is written by Jenin Younes, or Younes, I'm not sure how to pronounce Younes. The past year has given rise to some strange and novel methods of disease containment, including lockdowns and mask mandates. It is unsurprising that the natural next step in this progression has been the development of a movement known as Zero COVID. Its growing influence is perhaps predictable, given that for nearly a year, over a year now, I guess, we have been inundated by the views of so-called experts seeking to legitimize their myopic worldview that public health is determined solely by prevention of COVID-19.
Right, and this is very strange. Like, everything else doesn't matter. Your family member is dying of a heart attack. You can't go in the hospital because you might spread COVID. This is inhumane.
Oh, by absolutely.
I can't tell you how many people I've met who have had a loved one. I mean, because, you know, I've talked about it on the air here, and nobody talks about this. A loved one who passed away or went into the hospital, and they couldn't go in. I've got a good friend whom I visited in the nursing home for, man, close to a decade.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen him in over a year.
Yeah.
And it's I mean, he just talks about how bored he is, how he thinks that life isn't worth living. I mean, this is awful what we're doing to people.
No, I agree. And, you know, I brought it up in around the holidays. What happens to all of the folks who used to go caroling, you know, at the elderly homes, that kind of thing, when I was a young
kid?
You
mean the super spreaders?
Yeah. When I was a young kid, you know, in one of the families that I was with, the thing to do was to get together with some folks, church-oriented activity, and go caroling to the old folks' home.
We did that in my Methodist youth group.
And, oh, my gosh, like... I'm not, you know, a particularly religious dude or whatever, but you could see the joy on these people's faces when you came around to carol.
Yeah.
You know, it was like an event for them. They were like, oh, my gosh, they were so happy. So, like, apparently, you know, you can't comfort old people because of this. Also, too, what happened to public service messages for, like, healthy people, right? Have you heard the government or anybody put out a public service message about, hey, you know, if there's a pandemic, perhaps you should start thinking about, like, your nutrition habits and what foods you're putting in your body and what kind of vitamins you're taking or not taking or
alcohol consumption.
All of these things. They're not saying anything about any other thing that you can do to strengthen your immune system, to, you know, they've even stopped talking about washing your hands. It's all about the mask and all about the social distance.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, maybe I'm hearing wash your hands. Washing your hands has always been a good idea, but I think that the worry that comes from COVID-19, you know, this cortisol buildup, because cortisol builds up in your body when you're, you know, worried and stressed and all that stuff. That has to be far more unhealthy than whether or not you choose to wear a mask while you're walking around the park.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the, you know, people are so worried about it, and that is not a state that is a state of healthiness, you know, of health. Yeah. Wellness.
It's not about health. It's about compliance and obedience.
That's what it seems to be. Oh, and it's kind of like a totem too. Like if you're wearing a mask, then you wanted to see Joe Biden in office, and you didn't like Orange Hitler either. And the people that aren't wearing masks, they're all you know, minions, brown shirts, modern brown shirts. Like, it is the craziest thing. I don't care which crooked old pervert you liked.
Yeah.
Don't care. In fact, I moved to the Commonwealth of Northern Mariana Islands, so I didn't have to listen to you kooks.
Yeah, it's weird how it's almost like the anti-Scarlet Letter. Everybody else puts something on, and so everybody who's left over must be the bad guy.
Star-bellied sneeches.
Star-bellied sneeches.
Indeed.
Snooch to the booches.
For Tuck Life.
Science has made food that's sugar-free, fat-free, and gluten-free. But it all pales in comparison to the pain-free car shopping you'll find only at
CarProUSA.com.
Radio.
It's on. Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. Call in. Well, I might be able to squeeze you in. Yeah, I'll give you the number. 603-283-6160. It's Mark.
I'm the captain.
603-283-6160. Captain, let's just jump straight into the calls.
Okay.
You down?
I'm down.
I'm down like four flat tires.
We've got phones back, so why not, right?
That's right. Lysander calling in from Indianapolis. Lysander, you're on Free Talk Live.
Great name, by the way.
Thanks. <It's made> up. I just wanted to tell you guys about some true believers we ran into out in the woods of Indiana hiking in a state park.
What kind of true believers?
Groups of people in masks.
Groups?
Out in the woods.
How big are the groups?
Yeah. Well, one of the groups was, what, like 20 people?
Wow. Yeah, that's a good size.
Around 20 people. And then there was a couple families here and there that you'd see wearing masks, maybe an individual walking by himself wearing a mask.
That's baffling to me. The individual by himself. Like, I can kind of see if you say, all right, well, I'm going to be within 6 feet of somebody. By the way, now the Biden administration has said it's fine to be within 3 feet of each other as long as you're in a school. Now you won't get the COVID that way. But,
okay.
You know, it's interesting how the rules just changed once, Orange Hitler went away and Uncle Touchy came in. I mean, I don't know why. Maybe it's partisan, just me thinking.
Well, Pope Biden came in and christened government buildings. So
I'd hate to think that he's christening anything.
Hey, Lysander, do you know how to keep the Biden administration from coming after your guns?
How do you do that?
You keep them upstairs.
Oh, that's right. He fell trying to get into go up the stairs to the Air Force One, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, poor guy. Well, that's what happens.
Yeah,
should we ask him why he called?
When you elect Dr.
The caller?
Yeah, he called about the masks.
Oh, that's right.
People walking around in the woods with masks.
Yeah, wearing masks in the woods.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Lysander.
He's wearing a mask.
It's to me, I'm not wearing a mask if I'm outdoors.
I think I time traveled there for a minute and came back.
I can kind of see if you're standing and facing somebody. Like, this is the thing that was never talked about the 6 feet. 6 feet from, like, sort of directly in front of your face. I'm with that. Now, most of the cases are spread inside the home. Homes are have much less ventilation than businesses do. Because, you know, people are cheap and they don't want to pay to air condition the outdoors or heat the outdoors.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense. I mean, makes perfectly good sense.
Yep.
Whereas businesses, they have commercial code that they have to beat and they have to change airflow, and airplanes are the same way. So they have to spend more money on air conditioning and heat and all that good stuff. But, I mean, if you're not looking, when you're hiking, you tend to be hiking and all facing, you know, your 6 foot deadly zone extending directly out from the front of your face. Like, if I'm within 6 feet of you and or within 2 feet of you, and we're back to back, and our heads are facing different directions, and we're talking, we're not in danger.
Yeah.
You know, especially if you're outdoors. So to me, it's like, I get if you're, you know, dealing with like some spittle. And everybody gets excited, and spittle comes out when you talk, and whatever. And it happens to go in, like, your eye or something. Okay, I can see that, you know, that's gross whether you've got COVIDs or not. It's not a good thing. Now, mind you, I do jiu-jitsu, and, I mean, we sweat, like, big drops of sweat just bloink right in your eye.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yep. You know, you're rolling around in Japanese pajamas with another grown man, and it's sweaty in that room. I mean, you know, there's 20 guys all doing the same thing. The windows are steamed, and, well, whatever. But, you know, and by the way, I've done that. I've been two-thirds of the way around the world and back in 2020, and I've taken my tests, and I've never been exposed to COVID.
According to the test. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it seems to me the biggest question is, how come people who don't give a crap about COVID don't seem to get it?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
What explains that anomaly?
I'm certainly no COVID denier, right? A good friend of mine, his name was Christian Anarchist, and he called in here to the show, and
yep.
He was a longtime donor. And you know, he went into the hospital. I got some texts. I still hold them on my phone. He's dead.
Yep.
But I love his texts. I love to look at them. And, you know, his wife's a doctor. He worked as an office manager at a medical facility. He likely caught it from somebody coming in to get treatment. And, you know, it's real. So I don't know why he got it. And I think that some people are much more susceptible than others. He was 69, by the way, if you want to know. No, he is not morbidly obese. And to the best of my knowledge, he didn't have any really pre-existing conditions that one might be concerned with.
Mm-hmm.
It gets some people.
Yeah. But 99% or better recovery rate still.
Yeah, especially if you're below a certain age. I think that if I had to do it all over again, and mind you, I said this when it was going on, is this is just a geriatric problem. We should have kept people 65 and above, 75 and above, you know, whatever the numbers are that we came out with, and given them a helper, right? So there's always somebody who's willing to help, and I can help. And we have people in our neighborhood. As a matter of fact, we take the dog for a walk, this lady who's in her 80s.
Yeah.
And, you know, her dog's young. She's not.
Right, right.
And, you know, you get a little helper, and they deliver the groceries to you, and you can stay home, and you can be protected. And then once we all get the exposure out here, they call it for similitude, I believe is the terminology.
It's a good word.
Yeah, you know, then everything will be fine. Because the vast majority of people under the age of 65, it's amazing to me how these millennials are like, I don't want to get COVID or die. You're not going to get COVID and die. If you get COVID, you probably won't even know you had it.
Yeah, and you're going to live.
Yep. It's just that way. And I'm baffled by it. It seems to me that young people would want to get COVID so that they don't have to deal with it after that. Because once you get it, you're not likely to get that strain again.
Like the old chicken pox parties.
Indeed. Now, I'm kind of the opinion that you're more likely to see something like this vaccine come around annually now.
I, in fact, think that was the plan all along, that you're going to have to continue to receive these injections because the government says so.
Well, let's go to the phones. We've got somebody messing with the phones here. Free Talk Live. Yeah. No, I don't know what's going on.
It's the aliens, man.
Yeah. Well,
do you want want to hear any more about this article?
Well, what do you tell me about them, the zero COVID folks.
Well, rather than acknowledge to a weary public that their approach has been a failure, they're doubling down in an attempt to save their reputations. This is talking about the establishment.
Right. By the way, the failures are lockdowns do no good.
Right.
Masks apparently do some good, but people don't want to talk about the downsides of masks and the downsides of strapping a dirty rag over your face.
So these people are instead of admitting that, you know, the lockdowns didn't work and the masks are marginally, if any, you know, effective at all, they're doubling down, saying that they haven't gone far enough, these measures. There's apparently some diversity of opinion.
That's how it goes, is that you can show that basically Florida and California, with the worlds different in implementation, are basically the same as far as you know, the death rate and infection rate. By the way, death rate is probably right now below the excess death rate, which means that, you know, there's no danger at all.
Right.
Let's go to the phones real quick. I don't know who it is. Free Talk Live.
Hello?
Hello. What's on your mind?
Hey, this is my name's Austin. Anyways, a little off topic.
No topic.
I know you guys are crypto fans, and I just, generalized question, I wanted to know, is it possible for the government to shut down crypto, it'd be an open source, open ledger, and decentralized? I'm just curious.
Not like a frontal assault in shutting down crypto, but thanks for the call. I appreciate it. The crypto6.com is evidence that the government can try to shut down crypto. So what
they can shut down people doing things that the government doesn't like, but crypto didn't ask to exist. It requires nobody's permission. It didn't go to banks and governments and go, hey, can we have permission to... No, they exist in the exact opposite way. They exist without permission.
Yeah, the accusations against the Crypto 6 at thecrypto6.com is that they were selling Bitcoin without government permission. Now, there's interesting, you know, the legal wranglings is all up to the attorneys at this point, but if you want to see freedom surrounding cryptocurrency, supporting these, precedent matters.
Yes.
And supporting these people matters.
And the definition.
You want them to have good legal counsel. And if you want good precedent, you need good legal counsel. And that legal counsel is going to be had by supporting people at thecrypto6.com.
Yeah, we're relying on the crypto community at large to assist with this because precedent will be set.
It is being set right now. I mean, and you can be involved, you can not be involved, but, you know, cry about it later if you wish. Thecrypto6.com.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the whoop. Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Poundy Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government, or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.